I'm very pleased with the performance, though. I thought in the, you know, we restricted Portsmouth to no shots in the first half. And then one mistake, the lads have been punished, but the reaction to the goal, you know, further cements what my feelings for the side and the spirit that they've got. And I think they're desperately unlucky not to get something out of the game.
Your blueprint away from home has been keep it tight and take your chances. Wasn't that dissimilar, was it, to games like Bristol Rovers that you've won?
No, not at all. As I said, the probably one of the only mistakes the lads made. They get punished in the most severe way. And I just can't fault their effort. They've performed really well, and I think the best side lost.
There were some heated scenes, shall we say, at the end. Can you shed any light on what's happened there?
Yeah, I think the lads are not happy with the ref's decision not to send Padovani off. I think it's I've just looked at the video, hence why I've taken so long to come and speak to you. And it's a joke of a decision. He stood right there, and you know, I'm lucky I'm not going to see Peter Murphy in A&A at the moment with a broken leg. And the ref took too long to make the decision. And hence, while he's thinking, I don't want to be battered by 15,000 fans for the rest of the game. So he's giving him a booking.
Do you think the crowd did have an impact throughout the game, or was it just that specific decision that the players are so unhappy with?
No, I think they're unhappy about the nature of the tackle. Really, he's made absolutely no attempt to play the ball. His knee is actually turned onto his side, so he can, you know, show the bottom of his foot to Peter's leg, and the lads are incensed, to be quite honest, and I think they've got every right to be. And as I said, I'm lucky I'm not going to visit Peter Murphy in hospital at the moment.
You're normally very reserved in these post-match interviews, James. You're clearly very angry.
Yeah, I've just said to the lads there, their discipline for me is second to none. And coming in the face of some of the officiating we get at the moment, then it's massive credit to him.
You still had a chance, though, didn't you, to nick a point at the end. Cal Naismith, if that's on his left foot, he probably smashes it in the corner of the net, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, we played some great stuff, to be fair. We've got the ball down, and as you said, I think the lads have grown so much in confidence. They can come to places like this. It's not every week they play in front of 15,000. And they've played some great stuff, and I'm thoroughly, really, really pleased with the performance. And as I said to him in there, sometimes you don't get what you deserve from football games, and we haven't from tonight's game.